Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Jerome, what's up, man? How's it going?
How's it going? Going good here. Thanks.
Good. Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Transform Sales Podcast, specifically our sales software review series. I'm excited about this one. Jerome Hoffman, for everybody listening, is the CEO and founder of Reditus. I pronounced it correctly?
You did.
Awesome. I need one of those blue Smurf color sweatshirts. I'm a big fan of blue, and I'm a big fan of the Smurfs, of course.
Nice. We might actually become a web shop. I wear this all the time. My wife started wearing them as well nowadays. And I get this request more and more.
She should. She's supporting the family, the legacy.
Exactly.
Awesome. So basically, you know, during these kind of shows, we just like to be transparent transparently asking some questions about, you know, what you built, why you built it, who it helps, and then a quick demo at the end. For anybody listening, CloudTask is, you know, in our marketplace, we do use and leverage affiliate software for us generating revenue with our partners. And how I came across Reditus was actually a partner of ours, Andrew Boost, who's at the time with SendPotion. We were asking him to get an affiliate program, and then he had sent us your link. So that's kind of how we found out about it, right? Like reverse engineering. And then I'm signed up to a few other programs in your marketplace. I don't remember off the top of my head, but a few are there. But yeah, let's get right into it. Maybe you can tell everybody what the name of the software is, which we went over, and what you really want to share with us today.
Yeah. So the name of the software you mentioned is already Reditus. You kind of mentioned what we do, but we help B2B SaaS companies to set up an affiliate program. And then on the other side, we have a marketplace as well, where we basically have at the moment 6,000 B2B SaaS affiliates. This number is growing quickly. Who can see other programs in the marketplace, like same like yourself, you apply to multiple programs, and that's exactly what affiliates do. So besides, I guess, helping B2B SaaS companies to set up a program, we also help them to grow outside their own network because they can list their program in our marketplace, and then that can be found by other affiliates.
Okay. So let's also break it down for those that don't know what the word affiliate is, right? And those who just, you know, are new to this concept, you know, I would share that anybody listening to this that wants to generate B2B leads, a B2B lead generation channel, would be using what some people call partners, some people call, you know, VARs, value added resellers, and some people call affiliates. So really, companies that would come to a Reditus would be ones, software companies that are looking to generate B2B lead generations, right? Through commission only affiliates, but don't have the ability to track the traffic that an affiliate generates and don't have the ability to pay out that commission. So ultimately, companies are looking to generate B2B lead generation and revenue. They just need or leverage your platform to then track and pay those partners correctly. Am I correct?
Yeah. I think you mentioned three of the indirect channels indeed already, because like what affiliate marketing is you're asking somebody else to do the marketing for you, and you would only pay them indeed a commission when they deliver you a paid client. So that's why I always call it like a really cost-effective channel, because you're not paying something until you actually receive what you want, which is a paying client. And big misconception indeed, like you will have partner marketing, affiliate marketing, referral marketing. Those are three different things. If you want, I can dive deeper into each of them.
Not this time, but we will get into it. I want to talk a little bit more about your ideal customer, but you already said that you have over 6,000 SaaS companies set up in your system.
No, so 6,000 affiliates who are recommending SaaS companies. So at the moment, we have 58 companies in the marketplace. And then like we have a freemium model. So we also have a lot of clients using the free plan where they set up an affiliate program, invite the affiliates themselves. So when we talk about...
Would your ideal customer be a SaaS company?
Yeah, purely SaaS. So I guess when we drop it down, it's B2B SaaS. They have to have a self-serve model so people can sign up directly. Ideally, they use Stripe or Paddle so we can connect with their payment processor. They would have like $10,000-$25,000 monthly recurring revenue already. So they went through the first hurdles, how to sell. They optimized their conversion rates from website visit to sign up, from sign up to paid. And ideally, they have somewhat of a brand, or at least people wanting to recommend them, which makes it a lot easier, of course, to start with affiliate marketing.
Awesome. So software company is ideally has product like growth or free trial, right? Or a way that signups click sign up, right? To track these signups. And then, you know, that's the first time I heard this. You're also recommending for anybody listening here who is a SaaS company who's looking to generate B2B lead generation through affiliates, that 25,000 ARR is kind of that minimum, right? Where like, if you didn't break that threshold, probably want to generate some sales internally before affiliates. That's your recommendation.
Yeah, because it's kind of the foundation you need to have. Because if you have that, then you have social proof. You probably have logos you have on the website. You might have your first case studies. You've optimized your conversion rates. So when an affiliate starts recommending you, they're going to drive traffic towards your site. So if the SaaS company is unable to convert traffic into a paid client, the affiliate is not going to earn money. And then at one point, they will start stop recommending you. So,
oh, that happens. I've had that happen to me so many times. Sounds like my last 6 years. how did you get back? How did you get into affiliate software in general? Were you using affiliate software at a different software company? Were you an affiliate? Like, how did you get here?
Yeah, like I guess my idea was I wanted to indeed build a passive income as an affiliate marketer, and I ended up having so many issues with the current affiliate management platforms out there that I decided to build my own platform. So from being building a passive income to being a bootstrap SaaS founder, I guess from trying not to work too much into working like almost 6-7 days a week, that's kind of like how I got into it.
And that's awesome. So you're an affiliate and you saw some of the holes that some of the SaaS software affiliates had, and then you built a platform to kind of fix that. And I'm sure that those big upfront license costs were one of the things that you saw too for the buyers, right, that you guys got rid of. So anybody listening, what I like about Redditus is that they have a freemium model, and I could be wrong, so he's going to correct me if I'm wrong, but instead of paying a license fee, you would basically pay a fee from the commissions, right? So if you end up getting affiliates and your affiliate earned $100,000, you pay a fee. So it's almost performance-based software in a way, right?
Yeah, it is performance-based. The only thing which is a bit different is we don't charge an actual commission. So we purely look at the monthly recurring revenue generated from our clients, and then we have plans against them. So for example, our freemium model is you can earn up to $1,000 monthly recurring revenue without paying us anything, like literally nothing. Once you hit that $1,000 monthly recurring revenue, then you come into our first paid package, and then you start paying us on a monthly basis, and the more revenue you generate per month, the higher the package becomes. So
that's amazing. Listen, at the end of the day, it's a model that allows people, startups or seasoned companies, to start sharing profits versus paying a license. Because a lot of companies pay for these licenses. They don't implement the technology. They don't hire the right affiliate managers. And then they end up canceling it and saying, I don't want to do affiliate programs, right? So like, I've come across a lot of people that are like, yeah, we just don't have the 20-30K or whatever. There's so many affiliate softwares out there. Some cost 30K a month, some cost five. It's a wide thing. You're great for anybody who's like, I want to make sure that this affiliate program works and I want to run a pilot before expanding into it. And it gives people the confidence that if they set up your software and then they get distracted and 6 months goes by, they're not paying $30,000 of license fees, right? Because that happens all the time. So it's just a really good way for SaaS companies to get their feet wet with affiliate programs. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's an easy way to get started, right? So if you have your first affiliates or people asking, hey, do you have an affiliate program? You don't have to have those high upfront fees. You can just set up a program and then you can start scaling it from there. So like, we want to be entry level, but no matter how big you are, because we have some bigger clients lined up as well and they want to get started. And this is like the perfect time for them.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me. How do buyers usually measure success with your software?
It's all money in our case. So it's monthly recurring revenue. So we have two sides of our users, right? So we have the SaaS side and then we have the affiliate side, but both are looking at how much money am I making. So the SaaS company is monthly recurring revenue. And we kind of have a similar metric towards the affiliates as well, because in the end, they want to earn a recurring commission by referring SaaS companies. So it's super simple. It's money. Like if we don't generate money for the clients, then they're not going to be successful.
Yeah. And one of the things that comes up, right, is when they're measuring success, this is a rep, like all the products we talk about on our sales software review, every product, every service product candidate in our marketplace has to, that is revenue related, right? But one of the big things to bring up is that while they're looking for that ROI, they don't have a cost that's kind of chipping on them, right? Which can sometimes become distracting. So it's like your clients measure your ROI with success and money, but they're also not paying a cost, right? So the only thing that they would go up against would be like their time invested in the affiliate program.
Yeah. Cause I mean, like often after one or two paid clients from affiliates, we're already profitable, or like profitable at least ROI for the client. So
yeah,
like at the moment, our first paid package starts at $59 a month, paid annually. Any SaaS company, B2B SaaS company, often have to have like two paid clients to already make up for that money. And after that, they can grow to 1K and they would always earn more than they're actually paying us. So it's indeed the time which they
I like it. I've seen them all. I've seen all the products out there. And I like it because it's a really, I like it because it's good for people to come into something without this fear of I got another SaaS I'm not going to use, right? Which is the whole crave these days, right? Which is a very real fear for people because it really happens. So I've seen it all the time. I've seen people spend 20 grand on affiliate software, then hire nobody to run the affiliate program and then say, where are the affiliates? You know what I mean? How do you feel about sharing your screen and giving us just a quick demo from a buyer's perspective of what a SaaS company looking to start an affiliate program to do B2B lead gen might expect when they get into your platform?
Yeah, I mean, cool. I guess as a buyer, like in the end, the marketplace is the way to showcase yourself towards the affiliates. I think it's good to know that the marketplace is publicly available. So besides the two dashboards, we show like the main dashboard. This is the most viewed page of our app. And what we basically ask you when you set up an affiliate program, of course, like the basic details, but how much commission do you want to give away and for how long? And then what is like your average revenue per account or average revenue per sale on a monthly level? So affiliates can really see how much money can I make when I start referring this company. So at the moment, as you can see, it's CPA only. So cost per action, cost per sale only. We might go CPL later, but we need to fix, like we need to make sure we can handle fraud. From there, basically, let me just maybe take ours as an example.
So for anybody watching this, right, what we're showing here is that on top of being a technology you use, they also have a marketplace, meaning that resellers, some of my CloudTask, if you go to directory.cloudtask.com, you'll see Redditus listed. You'll get visibility and you can attract resellers and affiliates because your listing will be there. So it's also kind of not only a software, but this part is really showing how you drive SEO and you drive sellers.
Yeah. So for example, like you guys are an affiliate, right? If we would get new affiliate programs in our marketplace, you would first see them already on your site, which I'll show in a sec, but you also get a newsletter every month where you see the new program. So as you guys, you will check the new programs, you might join them, add them to your site, which is going to help yourself, but also the SaaS company.
And he's referring to me as a seller, right? So you as a buyer would get sellers to see your page and sign up.
And the thing we do, I guess that's the only thing you do before I really dive into the app, is we have different tiers. So like it's always hard. The first thing which is hard is to get affiliates in, right? The second thing which is going to be hard is to keep affiliates motivated. So how we want to fix that is basically show them, I guess, like the carrot in front of them. So what can they get extra when they start referring you? So in our case, our affiliates will start with 30% for 24 months for every paid client they refer to us. But if they would get us 15 paid clients, they would move up to 40% for 24 months. If they give us 50 paid clients, they would move up to 40%, which is similar, but then they get it for 36 months, basically. So you can create multiple tiers. All the metrics you can define yourself. And then from there, you can motivate the affiliates basically to do better, which is generating new paid clients. I guess it's that simple.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me.
So When we fully dive into the app, as mentioned, we have two sides of the app. We have the SaaS side and the affiliate side. I will show the SaaS side first. But basically, as the SaaS, like we're actually redeveloping this dashboard now. So when it goes live, it might look completely different already. But the idea here is that you have the full funnel. So how many affiliates do you have? How many people have clicked the link from an affiliate? How many people signed up? How many went to paid? And then all the money related aspects to it. So for this to work, you will need to do some kind of technical installation from our side, which can take up to 5 to 10 minutes, basically. So it's really easy to set up if you're using Stripe or Paddle as your payment processors.
Awesome.
From here, you can basically dive into like all the affiliates you have. You will have active affiliates. And then like this is the thing, of course, where you will have affiliates request. So if somebody sees your program in the marketplace, they can basically request to become an affiliate. You can ask them questions. So the questions they need to answer. And then from there, you're going to get question, answer, the general information. And then from here, you can decide if you either.
Yeah, and this is important for anybody who's interested in having an affiliate program, but wants to control who promotes your brand, right? Maybe you want to set a level of standards for your affiliate program. This is that part where people can apply. They don't get access to any links until you approve them and you can communicate and set their standards.
Correct. Yeah. And we're actually now building it based on requests from some of our clients to have like an auto approval. Some just want to approve everybody. So we're building that at the moment. But for now, it's either accept or reject. So you can accept them. Now the affiliate would receive a notification that they've been accepted and they would indeed see an affiliate link on their side as well.
Awesome.
The program details, I think like that's speaks for itself. I'm in staging right now, so it might look a bit weird, but you fill out everything which is on your landing page yourself. You define your own tiers. So next to the public tiers I just showed you, we also have private tiers. So what a lot of SaaS companies have, right, is they have special deals with agencies, VCs, consultants, or any kinds of I guess more reseller type of businesses. They can create a private tier. And then this doesn't get showed to anybody else, but you can basically create a different tier for a special group.
Yeah, it makes sense. We have that internally too. For us, I think we pay 10% recurring of the fees we keep. But if a company is a seller and they're listed on our marketplace, we give them 20%. So just a way to give different tiers to different types of affiliates. And also, you know, you might have an affiliate that has high volume and wants to do a deal with you. You can customize that.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And you can create as many as you want.
Awesome.
Affiliate questions. I think this speaks for itself. You can toggle on and off questions. We keep them default. So at one point we're going to, I don't want it to create
too many. I like default.
Yeah. Because in the end, this allows us to basically use the data later on, right? We can, if we keep it as default as possible, we can see if we can start matching affiliates with SaaS companies.
Makes sense.
On a much bigger level. So that's why we have it like this. When affiliates start recommending you, basically, then you will generate referrals. So referrals are going to show up basically in a list. From here, you can filter them on created ad by affiliate, by state, etc. The big difference between the affiliate and the SaaS side is that the SaaS sees the full email. The affiliate does not. So we only show them, and I can show you that now, is we would show for which SaaS company did they generate an referral, but we wouldn't show them the full email. Like we're based in the Netherlands, we have to comply with GDPR, and there's no real legitimate interest to show the email towards the affiliate, so we do not.
Awesome.
We also show where it's coming from. So now you see a lot of direct, but if you would, for example, see Google, it basically means just they're running paid ads. So if you would see Google basically come up as a referrer, then it means they're running paid ads, because technically not possible to come from Google unless you're running paid ads. So in that case, you can just reject the affiliate if you're not allowing that. And then from there, you can let us know why. So it helps us to also rate the affiliates later on. So
makes sense.
In this case, all the payments coming in for this referral won't be generating any commissions, basically. From here, we have payouts, and we're actually launching a new version of this today, where we're basically going to accumulate all the commissions from an affiliate into one single line. And you can see exactly how much have they been generating for you. You can see the threshold you set when you actually want to pay out an affiliate. And then from there, if they reach the threshold, we're going to create a payout for you at the end of the month. And then you have a month to pay out the affiliate. And then they will see on their side as well if an if a payout is pending, overdue, or if they haven't reached a threshold yet. So every SaaS company pays out the affiliates directly themselves, and they will set a threshold on when they're actually doing the payout. So in the right upper corner, you see $100. This is when Draxler, for example, pays out their affiliate if you reached $100 in accumulated commission.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this is kind of the SaaS side. And I guess the only thing I guess I want to show on the affiliate side is like they see all the programs in one single view, so they can see exactly how am I doing per program. They can grab the links also from one single dashboard. If they want to refer to any specific page on the site, they can just create a custom link from here. And again, they don't see the full email for the referrals. And the biggest thing, of course, is they see the marketplace. So they would see the companies they haven't joined yet. And this is now a different view where if I want to apply to Outbase, I can already see the questions Outbase want to receive from me. I fill those out. And then I need to agree to the terms and conditions, in this case, from Outbase.
Yeah. So like I said before, if you guys are watching this and you're a software company looking to generate B2B lead gen and you want to start with affiliates without signing a large SaaS commitment and then having to execute it, you can work with Redditus and basically sign up for free, even free until paying out $1,000 or more of commissions, which I think is awesome. And then after that, you just actually pay from you just literally pay from the success. So you don't have a license and a fee. You literally just have a fee from the success. And then at the same time, if anybody's watching this that is a seller, an affiliate, you got an audience, you want to help buyers with affiliate software, you can become an affiliate of Redditus or the companies in their marketplace and start earning together with Jaron and his team.
Exactly. And I think like sometimes people don't really realize that they have an audience or they can become an affiliate because everybody recommends things to each other, right? I mean, from restaurants to software tools, like, hey, you should really start
using microphones. We were talking about your microphone the last time we talked and I'm buying it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you had a link open from Amazon. If I would have been clever or if I really wanted it, I could have sent you an affiliate link and then
still
you
can purchase you.
But that's how it works with software as well, right? If we talk about software, if we talk about this, for example, you could use an affiliate link to start recommending people to us and then from there make money.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I love it. Anybody who wants to try trial right now, Redditus, the link's below. Of course, it's our affiliate link, right? So we earn with you guys if you sign up, but it's free. Anyone who wants to learn more about affiliate programs, download some of your guides, connect with you, where can they find you? What's the best way for them to reach you, Jaron?
Yeah, I would say go to our site, open up chat. You can talk to me directly or feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn if you're a SaaS founder. And like we even run like a podcast, Grow Your B2B SaaS. So more than happy to help in any way possible as well, other SaaS founders.
I want to be a guest.
I think we already planned that, right? Or we should at least.
I'm a sales guy. I got to remind you multiple times.
No. Good. We'll get it booked in.
Yeah. But listen, thank you for being here today. Thank you for building what you built. Thank you for helping SaaS companies with B2B lead gen through affiliate programs without having that upfront cost so that they can have the confidence that the program is working and that they want to invest into it. And I appreciate you being on the show today. Everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Transform Sales Podcast, the Software Seller Series. And that's it. I'm going to let everybody get back to their workday. Jaron, have a good one.
Cheers. Thanks, Amir, for having me.